We are now recording.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I'll call this meeting of the January 5th Board of Technical Registration to order. And I don't know if Hayden, if you'd like to take a roll call.
Dr. Campbell? Mr. Gilmore? Ms. Hobig?
Present.
Mr. Kolecka?
Present.
Ms. Lindgren?
Here.
Ms. Klett?
Present.
Mr. Nesgood?
Present.
Mr. Sales?
Present.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson? We have a...
No, that's it.
Five.
That's six. Will, seven, right?
Wait. Oh, I counted six just there.
Oh, I counted six too.
So that's a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Oh, thank you.
Great. Give me 1 second here to pull up the agenda.
This is Scott Sales. Looks like Kent just typed in there that he's here.
Okay, very good.
So Mr.
Great.
Wilson is...
He's present remotely, but having issues with audio. We still have a quorum regardless.
Okay. All right. Great, thank you. All right, next, let me just pull up the agenda here. 1 second, sorry. I had it open and it just closed on me. All right, next order of business is a call to the public. Members of the public may address the board during this call to the public for no more than 3 minutes. Pursuant to ARS 3843-431-01H, board members are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during the open call to the public unless the matter is properly noticed for discussion and legal action. However, members may ask staff to review a matter and may ask that a matter be placed on a future agenda. I'll open up for any calls to the public.
I don't believe there's anyone here for the call to the public. Sorry, here for the call to the public.
This is Greg Schwert from Schwert Design Group, Topeka, Kansas. I am on.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Schwartz. I believe you're on a... Are you on a future agenda item here?
Yes.
For the record...
Okay. Then we'll take...
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Mike Vohr. I have a home inspection registration under review this morning.
This is Kurt Winter, Deputy Director.
The
call to the public
will be
for anyone who's not on the agenda who wishes to be on a future agenda. And so if you are currently under the licensing matters, you don't have to speak up. This is just for those who want something on a future agenda.
Understood. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kurt. You took the words right out of my mouth there. Well, hearing no other calls to the public, we'll move on to agenda item number 4, which is the adoption of the minutes. So basically our opportunity to approve, modify, or reject the December 6, 2022 board meeting minutes. Any discussion on the minutes before we invite a motion?
I have no discussion items. I'm just making sure you know that I am present.
Thank you, Stacey.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Hankey. We've got you down. Mm-hmm.
This is Scott Sills. I don't have any topics to discuss related to the minutes.
Okay. Hearing no other discussion, I'll accept a motion to approve the minutes from the last board meeting.
All right. Mr. Vice Chair, this is Scott Sills. I motion to approve the prior December 6, 2022 board meeting minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Sills. Do we have a second?
I'll second that, Bill Nesgood.
We have a motion, a second. Any final discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor. And because we're remote, Hayden, would you mind doing a roll call? I think that'll be the easiest way to do that today.
Yes. Dr. Campbell, Mr. Gilmore, Ms. Hobig?
Aye.
Mr. Kolecka?
Aye.
Ms. Lindgren?
Aye.
Ms. Skanky?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson?
on the call, but I can.
Ms. Glett?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson put in the chat, E. I think, yes, he's put A, A-Y-E.
Aye.
Aye. We'll accept that as an aye, then. Excellent. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, everybody. Next item is the consent agenda. The items listed on the consent agenda will be considered by the board as a single action item unless any board member wishes to remove a specific item for review, discussion, and action separately from the other consent agenda items. I'll open this up to the board. If anyone has any of the licensing matters, which in this case would be agenda items 5A1 through 5A9. Last chance. Hearing none, then I will open up a motion for a board member to approve the and accept the consent agenda as filed.
This is Stacey Skanky. I can move to accept the consent agenda as filed, approving item 5 on the agenda.
Thank you, Ms. Skanky. Do we have a second?
Ms. Lindgren, I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Lindgren. Hayden, if you wouldn't mind doing a roll call.
Dr. Campbell, Mr. Gilmore, Ms. Ovick?
Aye.
Mr. Kaleka?
Aye.
Ms. Lindgren?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Ms. Skanky?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
And Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Great. So we have a unanimous motion. Thank you, everybody. For those of you online, all those cases were accepted as filed. So you're welcome to stay on if you like, but those are now complete. Moving on, our agenda item number 6 is our future board meetings. That's currently scheduled for January 24th, 2023 at 9 a.m., which will be in person, unlike today where most of us are virtual. Judith, is there anything else that we need to discuss relative to the future board meeting later this month?
No, that was perfect, Mike. Thank you so much for carrying the meeting out for us.
Yeah. Well, we're almost there. We still have item number 7. Any suggested topics for future meeting agendas? Any board member have or staff have any suggested topics for future meeting?
Yeah, this is Scott Sales. Just to continue it from the previous meeting, just so it's all continuous, is the item that was discussed last time to talk about R4-30-222, which should be on the end of the agenda for January 24th, but since we had this interim meeting, I want to make sure that it's all formal and carries through.
Thank you, Scott. Yes, I believe that is the case, right, Judith?
That is correct.
Great. Fantastic. Any other suggested topics from any other board member?
This is Kent. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can, Kent. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about the difficulty there. One thing, and I don't know, Judith, I know we've talked about this a couple months ago or, you know, at one of the previous board meetings, but the we had a previous case where a real estate agent was acting as simultaneously as the home inspector, and I wanted to see if we could possibly get an update on that, if there's anything we can do to discuss kind of that possible conflict of interest.
Thank you, Kent. That is a topic that's being discussed in the L&R committee right now, so we can bring that up at the next meeting. What?
The board had already, at the last meeting, okayed a rule package to be opened, which included language to make that a something that a home inspector cannot do in our current rule package that we need to send to the SOS. It's ready to go. It was already voted on last month.
That's right. I apologize. It was discussed, voted on, and sent for approval to the governor's office to move forward and they did grant that approval, so it's moving forward.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. That's good to follow up on that. I appreciate that. Any other suggested topics before we adjourn the meeting? All right. Well, hearing none, then I will conclude today's January 5th meeting, which I believe is a record at 11 minutes. So that's very efficient. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye-bye.